Let me just read off a few of these movie titles for you from what a lot of people refer to as Disney's Renaissance period, starting in the late 80s and early 90s. Films like Oliver and Company, The Little Mermaid, Newsies, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, and then in 1994, The Lion King. Leading up to that point, in the early 90s, Disney was working on another project called Pocahontas. It's a really unique film, and if you haven't seen it, it's hard to imagine that you haven't seen it. If you haven't seen it in a long time, go back and watch it. And I want you to both watch it with your eyes and your ears, because today we're going to be talking about the scoring of Pocahontas. I'm bringing back my good friend Brian Vipperts. Brian was involved in some very intensive scoring sessions in New York for the Pocahontas project. He'd actually worked on a handful of Disney projects, and we're going to sit down and have a good conversation about Pocahontas, about movie scoring, and life in the recording studio. So I hope you'll stick around with us in the studio, the podcast.